Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Eliza with your 8 AM Deadlines. For local news, activists are on trial today after being charged with trespass and willful damage for a protest at Ramatol Weapons Factory. The protest included a memorial for West Papuan killed by the Indonesian military. Native West Papuan have a dispute claim over the West Papuan territory controlled by the Indonesian government. The protest memorial forced the cancellation of a UK student recruitment event.
The Queensland government has announced a $27 million investment into virtual emergency care services. The virtual service will cater for conditions that require immediate attention but are not life-threatening. Fentiman says the benefits of digital healthcare services were seen during the pandemic and the free service will help ease cost of living pressures. The service can be accessed on smartphones, tablets or computers or through Queensland's healthcare hotline 13Help.
For national news, the Pew Charitable Trust called for stronger sanctuary protection with the government's plan to quadruple the head and the McDonald's Island Marine Park near Antarctica. The Marine Park proposal must be improved to increase sanctuary protection for these key areas and to help build ecosystem resilience to this threat, said National Oceans Manager Ms. Fiona Maxwell. They urged the government to focus on key conservation features to build resilience in the Antarctica marine ecosystem amid geopolitical challenges.
New research from Allianz Australia reveals a third of Aussie kids wish to stop playing sport. A quarter of Australians aged 12 to 15 have decided to stop playing sport by 15 years old, and half the children with a disability have decided to stop by the age of 11 as they felt anxious while playing. The parents believe time commitment and the cost of living are the main reasons the kids give up on sport.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au.